Wow.
Nice. It's fun. They're deserving. Your girl wants some wang wang, so you better got the show on the road.
Oh, I like this. I think we found our official setup. When are we ready?
All right, that means when you're ready.
It's already recording.
It's already recording.
It's already recording.
What about this new sign? Check that out.
We post pictures on it on Instagram, but I think we found our setup. I think we were doing a lot of stitching around. I think we figured it out finally.
This thing was kind of a little bit of a test to put up, a test of strength.
Anyway, we haven't seen you guys in a while.
Yeah.
So just to recollect your memory, you are listening to Bubble Bath Stories.
I'm Andy Olson.
Who just interrupts people apparently now. I'm Nikki Treads. We host Bubble Bath Stories, your favorite 15-minute podcast. And we haven't seen you guys in so long, and so we're happy to see you guys. And Manny, go off.
Well, I mean, I guess it's story time, right?
Story time.
How about this, guys? How about this, guys? Y'all listen to this story, and then you tell me who's in the wrong, and we'll see if we're the same or not. So, I'm at McDonald's, right?
You're at McDonald's.
Yeah, I'm walking to McDonald's. I'm a little hungry, right? So I go up to the self computer.
Okay.
And put in your own order.
Okay.
Right? And so, you know, I'm putting in an order, and I hear the people behind me, on the computer behind, and they're talking to each other. It's a man, it's a woman. The man is, I'm guessing they're together. I don't know if they're married.
Speculation, they're together.
Yeah. I don't know if they're married. They've definitely been together long enough for there to be a problem. So, the woman's putting in the order. And she says to the guy, "Oh, hey, babe, what do you want?" And he says, "Dang, this long and you still don't know your man's order?"
Wait a minute. Was there a LOL after that? Because, like, me and you played around.
They continue.
So no LOL.
No
LOL. Okay. Continue.
What do you want? The guy says.
Another?
The guy says, "Man, I hear these guys at work all the time. They be talking about how their ladies always know what they want and, you know, who's always ready, and they don't need to be arguing about who do you want to eat? Well, I don't know. What do you want to eat?" And, you know, I work hard all day, and the last thing I want to think about is, "What do you want to eat? What do you want to eat?" And she says, "Well, that's it."
Yes, sis. Yes. Which was the correct answer. Continue.
He goes on with, like, he goes on with, "You don't know what your man wants by now, but we always got to argue about what do you want to eat, what do you want to eat." And she says, "Well, I don't see the thing you're asking for here." And he says, "It's the number 2 or the number 7?
I have several questions. Please let me know when it's my turn.
So, yeah, I listened to the story, and I'm thinking to myself, like, at the time, I'm trying my hardest to make a complicated order because I gotta hear this is the whole thing. But all I wanted was a McChicken sandwich. So I put my order in, I go and get my sandwich. They don't seem to be in the fight, but I felt like that tidbit of a conversation.
You know so much about them now.
Like, yeah, like something was coming from them personal. But anyways, I digress. That's the story. Who's wrong?
What were your immediate thoughts as a stranger, as a man, as somebody in a relationship? What was your immediate? Because I can tell you my immediate thoughts.
I gotta tell you, I feel when I listen to that story, when I listen to that conversation,
when you eavesdrop on two strangers,
I really want to know what was going on. I honestly felt like, where did that come from? Like, I get that there are people out there in relationships where their significant other dotes on them. And that's cool.
But who did you agree with off the bat?
Off the bat,
Who were you like, yes?
I agreed with her. Because number one.
You're truly an ally.
I got to say, I got to be an ally on this. I agree with her because number one, at the end, two or seven. Those are two completely different meals.
I was, and how do I know which one you're in a mood for? What if I get you a seven and you like, oh, but you didn't get me number two? I would throw the food in your face.
Second, I'm thinking to myself, well, my guy, like, it's just McDonald's. It's not like this is your morning coffee. I gotta tell you, like, I've gotten on you about the whole coffee thing.
Yes.
But the third thing I thought is, like, these two have got to have been in a relationship long enough to know who does what already. And, you know, I've been with you long enough to know you can order my Dunkin' Donuts, but to get up a little early and make myself a coffee.
So I will say this. I'm on her side, obviously, for many reasons. But your coworkers are capping.
Yeah.
With capital cap. Okay.
So I had to tell this story to people at
work. Hold on. Because, like, unicorns, like people who are doting people, they're very far few in between. So it can't be possible that all your male coworkers have these significant others that remember their meal. It's probably most of the time they don't make any decisions like at all, and they just do whatever their significant other is doing. So I'm gonna call a cap on that play.
You know, I gotta tell you, I told the story to people at work, and all the dudes really resonated on that part of the story where the guy says, oh, there's dudes at work and their ladies all know what they want to eat. And everybody's thinking like, yo, this guy must be getting clowned at work about his fucking sandwiches or something. Like he's bringing turkey sandwiches.
He got leftovers.
And he's looking at everybody with like arroz con gandules.
But those are leftovers. Like if there's not enough for leftovers, you're going to have to eat a turkey sandwich.
Yeah, I mean, so when I cook at home, I mean, we're not secret about it. I'm the one that cooks at home.
No.
And
just so you know, I don't remember your orders because I have terrible time retaining information.
But it is funny, you know, I'll cook and I'll bring this food leftovers to work.
Yes.
And people will be like, oh, what did your lady cook for you? And it's not that I don't, because I pick you up every time I check. Yeah. But I cooked it. I cooked it. But I get it. Like, we all talked about, like, I get it, like, when a dude wants that. But however, here's what we all came down to. If you're not, like, that value of a person, making it to where your mate has absolutely no choice but to dote on you because they cannot equal up to the money you're making, awesome, cool. That argument doesn't belong in McDonald's.
Well, okay, because what you're saying is, if this is a Gucci store, maybe that'd be a little different.
You don't know
crying and complaining.
Like, if I'm taking you to Gucci all the time, and you don't know my jacket size by now, like stuff like that.
Yeah, you don't know my Yeah.
Whatever Gucci people talk about. I don't know what they talk about.
But also, I feel like a doting person has that personality. Has always had that personality. I don't feel like you can go into a relationship with someone who doesn't dote on anybody and expect 7 years in they're gonna like magically dote on you.
I don't know these two on their background, but I also
because again you were eavesdropping.
Yeah, I don't know them for nothing. But I feel like the more people that I've known that do have that doting personality that they really do whatever their mate says. I've known people like that. Most of the time though, in order to get with a person like that, it takes like a lot of like family structure.
Yeah,
like
that's definitely
you're in it
too.
Knowing already that it's not just they're gonna get your newspaper and breakfast in the morning.
Yes.
But at the same time, you're helping their dad with the family business.
Yes.
You're helping the mom and the grandma get picked up. It's not just you just wake up and sandwiches are made.
Yes, because what you're saying is that it's not just you. The bare minimum is having the job and paying all the bills.
Yeah.
But it expands to more than that.
Yeah.
You have to be like helping in other aspects that's taken off of this person's plate to then have room to do all that.
Like, I don't know them, But give the lady a reason to have no choice but to know your order.
She's probably thinking about like 20 million. Like, give her, what if she remembered everything else that day and you just pissed off about McDonald's? You know what also this comes down to? Me and you have talked about this before. Yeah. These podcasts that do the old bait and switch of like, you, if you're a man and you're in a relationship, this is the kind of man you need to be. And like, these ladies, if you want a successful man, you need a bow down. Like, that's ultimately where these new philosophies of life are coming to life even louder.
Those bro podcasts, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
They're lying to you, by the way. All of them. Every single one is a cap and lie. Look, I wish you guys would stop giving them money and attention and give us money and attention. I appreciate.
You know, like, I know I got plenty of friends who their significant other does things for them, but like all the ones, like I said, the ones that it's where they don't go to work and stuff like that, it's because that person's clearing like six figures and stuff,
and that's not even a lot anymore.
And, you know, like I said, they don't hang around in McDonald's, so I don't know them from nothing. But I just feel like that conversation didn't belong there, which brought everyone who had told the story about to final conclusion that this isn't about the McDonald's.
The McDonald's was definitely the last straw.
Because the other thing people resonated with was that conversation everyone hates. What do you want to eat? I don't know. What do you want to eat?
I think you guys think like me and Mandy, all we do is like laugh and tell jokes to each other all day and we never argue or anything like that. But he and I have literally, you would have thought we were arguing about finances.
Yeah.
We have literally gotten so pissed off at each other about what are we gonna eat that the argument becomes so big that I'll go on 100%. I'll be like, I'm not even fucking hungry anymore. I can't even believe that we're having this argument. And I'm like, I wish I could just have a chip inserted in me and not have to think about food anymore.
Yeah. I feel like this guy, they were walking around Manhattan and this guy said, you know what? I'm gonna test her today.
No,
two or three hours before they went to McDonald's, he brought up cheeseburgers.
Implanted in her mind.
Like, you know what would go great today? Like two cheeseburgers and fries. Am I right? Planted in there, and then later on, they're at McDonald's. She's like, "What do you want? What do you mean? What do I want? I just told you two cheeseburgers and fries. That's the number seven, guys."
You know what? Now that you put it that way, I could see that happening. I feel like I've been in relationships where I've been like, you don't fucking know what I want. Okay.
So go ahead and take the curtain back. One of the things that you do complain to me a lot is that I don't listen. And, you know, whatever, you know, 90% of the world is just like me.
When
they were talking about that, I kept thinking that too. Like, damn, like I think like he said it, and she still didn't get into something. I don't know. You guys tell me. That was the story, you know. That was the story, and I am just wondering: are we the same? Do you guys think the same?
I'm on a homegirl side. I'm on homegirl side, 100%. Yeah. I'm on her side.
And if you are on this guy's side, convince me, man. Convince me that he is correct.
Oh my God. If you guys want to know what we're up to, you can hit us up at Bubble Bow Stories on Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, MySpace. I don't even know the things anymore. All the spaces, you can hit us up at Bubble Bow Stories.
You can find me at Got No Time For This on IG.
And you can find me at Nikki Trends on Instagram. And if you guys just want to keep up with us, head over to our website, bubblebowstories.co, where we sell official merchandise. 30% off. I don't know why I did that voice. That was
really
weird.
And hey, if that's you guys listening out there, maybe, you know,
Talk
so loud.
But also come on the show and tell us how you feel about being eavesdropped on. And if you guys just want to send us a complaint or a compliment, you can hit us up at bubblebathstories@gmail.com. And
you can also put comments on the podcast sites.
Yeah, like what the freak?
Yeah, let's see some comments.
If we were like that girl Bobby, maybe we'd probably get more
attention.
Oh, we back. No shade, all shade. Anyway, we miss you guys, and we'll try to keep this up regularly.
See ya.
Until next time.
Bye. Bye. That was fun, right?
Yeah. That felt a lot more fun than it recently has.